Hello, this is Ken Ferry with this week's Boots in the Field Report. This week, many operations continue to creep towards the finish line, mainly in corn, as we continue to pick this down stuff up. Bean harvest made some progress as well, with most of them, though, going to dryer bins. I think it's time to conclude that to get these beans finished, we're going to have to harvest them wet. The plot crew was able to push forward this week on plot beans that went to the dryer bin. Moisture's running 18 to 16%. Using the Clemson EMC calculator, which indicated our forecast from Wednesday to Saturday that once the humidity came down on Wednesday that we could run the fans pretty much all the way through to Saturday night, early Sunday morning, before we'd have to shut the fans off. The forecast of humidity staying 70% or below. Waiting for these beans to get down to 15% or lower in the field at Thanksgiving time, those days are going to be short-lived. It'll be later in the afternoon before you can get started, and they're probably not going to stay down there very long before they come back up. Now, it's been reported by one of our locals that we're going to see a little bit of Indian summer yet, but I probably wouldn't bet the farm on that. This past week, we kicked off the first of our two sessions of the annual Beyond the Basics. That's a five-part series. We had good attendance, both from the CropTech soil testing customers and the non-tech CropTech customers that got registered in there. We had farmers registered from all the I states, as well as Ohio, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Kansas, even Canada, was registered for the event. Growers are still signing up to view this series. My advice, though, is to watch them in order, 1 through 5, all the sessions. They build on each other, and if you jump into the middle of it, you might get lost in this material. Growers sent in a number of good questions during the live Q&A. One question that came in after our session one was over, and I thought it was worth addressing in the podcast, was the question is, can soil test help determine the need for a fungicide application, and does healthy soil correlate with less need for a fungicide? The answer to these questions is yes, maybe, sort of. We all know the disease triangle. You must have the disease, a host, and the right conditions to trigger a disease outbreak. Soil health falls under the area of conditions, and soil test can help identify conditions. Soil tests do not detect the presence of disease or tell you that disease is present in the field. Fields that have good soil health have as much disease present as any other unhealthy field. Healthy soils do not prevent disease from moving into a field. What we do know is healthy plants handle stress better than unhealthy plants. This was evident in our fertility plots this year as we dealt with this toxic mixture of multiple diseases on top of heavy tar spot pressure. In some of our N plots, an additional 30 pounds of N looked like a fungicide application when it came to keeping corn greener longer, packing more starch in before disease shut down the plant. Calcium and potassium play a big part in disease defense. While we don't see many calcium deficiencies in Illinois, we do see potash deficiencies. The soil test can give us a good indication of which farms are going to come under more stress due to lack of nutrient uptake. Low potash testing fields will have more trouble than fields where the potash is adequate. Fields that are acid and need limestone will be more susceptible to disease pressure. Fields that run out of nitrogen during grain fill are more susceptible to the disease pressure. In our plots, as we pulled N rates back, some hybrids died a month earlier, knocking 30 to 50 bushel out of the yield. As we focus on things like soil pH and potassium levels, trying to keep them at optimum levels, many years there's not a direct correlation between these values and your yield, until you get to a year like 2021, where heavy disease pressure takes down the wheat corn first. Fields with low soil tests tend to get in trouble first with premature death and down corn. Low potassium values in fields that receive high amounts of N, either commercial fertilizer or manure, tend to fall apart first. The better your overall fertility, the more disease pressure you can handle. The same goes for soil health. The healthier your soil, the better your crop can handle disease stress. With tar spot, as well as many other diseases, it's a matter of trying to outrun the disease. Get the plant far enough along that you can get more grain fill before it dies. With that said, we have good fertility, but if the conditions are right and the crop is susceptible, the disease is present, you're going to have disease outbreak. Fungicides and good fertility will lessen the impact of the outbreak, but they will not eliminate it. Therefore, we want to be careful pulling back too far on our fall fertility, especially in those fields that aren't at the optimum levels to begin with. Several growers have reported that while a lot of their corn went down due to disease, the newer farms that we don't have up to speed yet on fertility and pH have taken the hardest hits in yield. Balanced fertility is just one of the tools that we use in the toolbox to handle disease, along with hybrid and variety selection, residue management, fungicides, and of course scouting. As we finish up harvest, don't forget to get your yield data into the office so the crew can get working on them and get them ready for your yield map meetings. We're asking for your help in rating your varieties on how well they did against tar spot. We'd like to know the best and the worst. Many of you are in the process of making hybrid decisions right now. So the sooner you give us your feedback, the sooner we can compile a list and get it back to you. This will not be a crop tech list. This will be a survey results from our crop tech customers, how they saw the tar spot and the varieties they were planting. We've set a date for our hand harvest where we weigh, count, and shell ears from our 2021 ear flex plot. It'll be Tuesday, December 14th. If you can help or send your wheeze to help with this monstrosity of a project, just give the office a call or shoot us an email. This weekend, many of us are headed to the woods to help control the deer population, keep our roadways safe, and our crops from being eaten. I want to wish my fellow hunters a safe and bountiful hunt. We here at Crop Tech wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. This has been a tough year for many, but we still have a lot to be thankful for. Crop Tech will be closed on Thanksgiving and the following Friday, and there'll be no podcast next week. To stay up to date, check out our website at croptechinc.com and subscribe to our podcast, Boots in the Field Report. Keep her safe, keep her moving.